Feminine energy can sound like a fluffy term for getting a guy, but it is so much more. By really understanding what feminine energy is and learning how to embody it, you'll actually start to enjoy dating. In today's episode, I'll be talking about what feminine energy is, what masculine energy is, why it is important to be aware of this dynamic in your relationship, and I'll give you 3 tips how you can start to leaning into your feminine energy to start attracting the type of man you really want to be with, a masculine energy man. Welcome to She is Irresistible, the podcast for ambitious women who want to find love and have a lasting and fulfilling relationship. I'm Miu, your host, and it is my mission to help you unlock the best version of yourself so you become irresistible to quality men. This podcast is filled with deep insights and practical tips to improve your love life today. If you're ready to find out how to attract and keep your perfect match, this podcast is for you. I'm so excited for you to be here, and I can't wait to dive in. When I heard about feminine energy the first time, I thought it really is just a fluffy term for how women can manipulate men. But at the same time, I felt really intrigued and I started to research what this is all about. And to be honest, at first it still felt like a way of manipulating men. 3 years later, an intensive feminine energy coaching training, studying every book I could find, doing a lot of work on myself later, I can tell you it is anything else but fluff. Everything about relationships started to click for me when I found out about feminine and masculine energy. Why men and women are sadly more often in competition than happy together. Why there are so many misunderstandings in relationships. Why couples are arguing about the same things, no matter whether hetero or bisexual relationships. So what is feminine energy and masculine energy, and why is this so important to know? Before we dive in, we need to have a look at the law of polarity first. The law of polarity is the concept of everything having two poles. For example, we have high and low, dark and light, warm and cold, fast and slow, north and south pole, plus and minus on a battery. In relationships, it is feminine and masculine energy that creates polarity. The stronger the polarity between two people, the stronger the attraction is. If you want to have chemistry and an intimate connection with someone, you need polarity. Think of two magnets. When you try to put two negative sides of the magnets together, it doesn't work. They repel each other. Neither does it work with the two positive sides. When you put together the negative and the positive side of the poles, they become magnetizing. Masculine and feminine energy in relationships works the same. Both men and women have masculine and feminine energy within them. It's the yin and yang of a relationship. So what is masculine energy? I want to do a little exercise with you that will help you to feel the difference between those two energies. If it is safe for you, I want you to close your eyes until I tell you to open them again and to listen to the following words. Masculine energy is a doing energy. It's got everything to do with your head. It's thinking, planning, strategizing, leading, logic, action, leaning forward, giving. What is feminine energy? Feminine energy is a being energy. It's everything to do with your body. It's feelings, emotions, intuition, being, gut, creativity, flow, leaning back, receiving. So you can open your eyes again. Could you feel a difference? If you had your eyes closed and you had a quiet moment to intentionally do this exercise, chances are that you felt the difference. And if you didn't, I want you to go back into the recording and listen to it with your closed eyes and do that exercise again. Because I really want you to feel the difference. Like I said, feminine and masculine energy is not gender specific, so you will recognize parts within yourself that are masculine. Just think of the yin and yang sign. In both sides, there is also a small part that has the color of the opposite. We all need both energies in different situations. For instance, if you have to run a whole team at work and you have to meet deadlines, you're rushing around all day, you're strategizing and doing challenging things, this is you being in your masculine energy. This is how you get things done. So you need that energy. Or you're taking action to show up on apps, show up on dates. That's also you leaning into your masculine energy. But when you bring that same action-taking energy into dating and your relationship, it will be difficult for you to attract and keep a masculine energy man and to keep the juicy polarity in your relationship. And when there's no polarity, you'll end up as buddies. You may still love each other, but you won't have polarity. During dating, being in your masculine can look like you're getting laser focused on one guy, you are strategizing, making plans on how to move the relationship forward, or if you're trying to control the outcome and to make want him to be with you. So when you take actions with a certain outcome, that's you being in your masculine energy. This way, the type of man you'll be attracting will be more of feminine energy man, or it will be masculine energy man you constantly argue and headbutt with. If this sounds familiar to you, I want you to know that this doesn't mean that you need to pretend to be someone else to attract the feminine to attract the masculine energy man. I don't want you to be anyone else but your beautiful self, because that's how you attract the right man for you. What I want you to do though is to tap into your feminine energy and to connect with it. You want to add being in your feminine to attract a masculine energy man and keep him. The good news is feminine energy is not something that you have to learn as such, because it is already within you. You just need to learn how to reconnect with it and to communicate from it. And here are three tips how you can start practicing being in your feminine energy. Feminine energy is about being warm and inviting. If you want a masculine man to feel compelled to approach you and to talk to you, you need to be warm and inviting. If you're acting cool, aloof, trying to make it difficult for a man to approach you and responding sharply to a man's question, chances are that you will fall off a healthy masculine man's radar. Your energy comes through in real life as well as online, even through your online dating profile. So if you want to attract a high quality masculine man, there are certain things you need to keep in mind when you're out and about or when you're online. So let's start with how you can show up in public first. When you're out and about, I want you to focus on really softening your body and to have an open body language. Don't cross your arms in front of your body and put that phone away so you don't put up an additional barrier between you and the man who may be frantically trying hard to figure out how he can approach you. Lift up your head, look up, look around you with a friendly expression on your face. We want to make it as easy as possible for a man to approach you. For online dating, this means to write your profile in a way that is warm and inviting. Describe yourself in a way that gives him a feeling about what it would be like spending time with you, being a part of your life. Show him with your words what you like and want, rather than telling him what to do, by describing what makes you happy and what he can contribute to make you feel this way. And then I want you to give up control and to let him lead. This is a tough one, and the point where many women say, oh, we live in time of equality and I can call a man whenever I want. This is all BS. I can initiate contact whenever I want. I can lead. I can pursue a man if that's what I want. And of course, you can do whatever you like. I'm all up for female empowerment. But if this sounds like you, then my question to you is, how has this worked out for you yet? Has this helped you in finding your happy ever after? Doing all these things seems so harmless. I know, I've been there. But the problem is that by doing this, you're stepping into your masculine energy and it will impact the polarity between you and man and what type of man you will be attracting. When you initiate texts, phone calls, maybe organize dates, you attract more feminine energy men, or you attract masculine energy men, but who will feel as if you're trying to push him into his feminine energy, which he won't like. And then the relationship will fizzle out, even when he came on strong in the beginning. Sounds familiar? Just let me be clear. Letting a man lead does not mean blindly following him. You are in charge. You're always in charge. And you're only following him if it feels good to you, and if where he leads you to and how he leads you is aligned with where you want to go and be. It has nothing to do with you being submissive or passive. It's more about you knowing where you want to go and him taking you there. Next thing is, I want you to slow down. Feminine energy is all about slowing down. When we believe we found the one, or when we want to get married and have children so badly, we often rush through the whole process, or at least we want to rush through the whole process. The thing is, we can't rush the process anyways, because a man has a complete different commitment process to us women. As women, we often want to skip the whole thing. We just want to go straight to the finish line. But the healthy masculine has a different timeline when it comes to committing to his woman. You may have realized this yourself, but men usually take longer than women. It's so easy to try and rush when we believe we found the one. Slowing down will help you to connect with your feelings and to honor those feelings. And it also means to take your time to see whether a man is the right one for you, because this is what we want. We don't want just any man. We want to have the right man. Because marriage is not the finish line. It may look like it, but once you're married, then the real work starts. Relationships are always work. So you want to make sure you check in with yourself all along the process and see whether this man can give you what you need. You don't want to rush into a relationship with a man, taking yourself off the market to figure out during the relationship whether he is a great match for you. You want to do that before you're going exclusive with him. So there you go. This is what feminine energy is. And these are also three tips for you, how you can lean into your feminine energy. And I promise you, if you follow these tips and if you start embodying your feminine, you will start to see men showing up for you in a completely different way. You deserve a great relationship with a great masculine man who wants you and who wants to commit to you. And it is your feminine energy that will attract the right masculine man to you. If you're feeling like you are hitting a ceiling in love and you keep repeating the same pattern, it's just a different phase but the same situation, so you keep attracting the same sort of guy, I would love for you to book yourself into coaching with me. I would love to be your guide. We can fix this and we can put your on your road to your happy ever after. just drop me an email to hello@lellemio.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and I'll speak to you soon. This is it for today. We are already at the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to She's Irresistible. Don't forget to subscribe to be notified for the next episode. If you need help with your love life, you can find me on my website, lmio.com, and my social media channels. You can find all the links in the description box of this podcast. Until then, I'll see you next week. Bye.